Now, you talked about the fact that there's an advantage for the aromatase inhibitors that's been demonstrated in terms of tamoxifen. Can you sort of dissect that out a little bit in terms of the advantages in terms of the anti-tumor effect as well as advantages in terms of side effects and toxicity?
Well, certainly. Now, the first clue that we had that they were more effective than tamoxifen came from the advanced breast cancer setting, where initially women who had large tumors and had failed on tamoxifen might benefit from these drugs. Now, what we're really excited to see over the last 5 years is that the aromatase inhibitor adjuvant trials have also shown that they're outperforming tamoxifen. So there's better efficacy. Now, one of the ways that we measure efficacy in an adjuvant trial is to start with a large number of women who are free of cancer, as far as we can tell, and we follow them over time to see if they have recurrences, and that's what we call disease-free survival or recurrence-free survival. Now, what all of the aromatase inhibitor trials are showing is that disease-free survival is improved. And the benefit varies from trial to trial and setting to setting, but it's sort of on the order that 1 in 5 to maybe 1 in 3 recurrences are prevented by being on an aromatase inhibitor rather than being on a standard tamoxifen regimen for 5 years.
And of course, that's also with tamoxifen lowering the relapse rate significantly compared to no endocrine therapy.
Well, exactly. Tamoxifen is actually a very effective drug. It reduces the risk of recurrence by about 50%. So if you look at the chances of having a recurrence on an annual basis, it chops that in half. And in addition to that 1/2 improvement in recurrence-free risk, the aromatase inhibitors are providing an additional benefit on top of that. So overall, compared to nothing, aromatase inhibitors are a very effective option for postmenopausal women with hormone receptor positive breast cancer.